My name is Denise Grewish. I'm the executive director for Food for Lane County. And we're in our kitchen. It's an industrial size kitchen. We prepare foods for our dinner site at the 8th Avenue dining room we have. We process food that we collect from stores and restaurants under our Fresh Express program. We repack it here. This is the flash freezer. When we get our fresh food and we have to package it, or if it comes packaged, we usually put it right in here to keep it cold and extend the shelf life for use later. And we date everything so we know when it was frozen, when it was picked up, when its use-by date was. And then we periodically go through and discard anything that has reached expiration or is no longer useful. Minus 14 degrees in there. Since July, we've been serving over 4,000 meals a month. But it's been really intense. It's almost double what we were doing last year at the same time. The eligibility is people show up and they tell us that they're hungry. We take pride in not making people feel there's a stigma attached to coming to the dining room and getting a hot meal if they need that. You know, we want to make sure that people feel very safe and comfortable if they're in that situation. Making coleslaw over here. This is Sue.
Ramen noodle salad.
Making ramen noodle salad. And that's for the dining room tonight. They're going to have a good meal, it looks like. What else is on the menu?
Sweet and sour kung pao meatballs and probably the meatball sandwiches for those who don't like spicy.
Well, it's not your usual soup kitchen fare. Sue does an amazing job. She uses whatever we get donated and has an amazing array of recipes to make it interesting and exciting and not just meatloaf and mashed potatoes or soup every night. So we're really proud of the effort that staff put into that program. A bit more than a third of who we serve are senior citizens on fixed incomes, and about a third are children. The rest are either single folks or families coming, two parent families. You know, it's sad to see that some of our most vulnerable citizens are still struggling. So I would say about 30% of our food that we get right now is coming from the federal government. In the past, it's been as high as 60%. So it's been declining for food banks all over the country in the last several years, which means we have to go out and work harder to get other food sources. The people that are accessing the food are people who are living below the poverty level. For Lane County, that's about 55,000 people annually. We serve close to 80,000 people, and that's because there are people who are temporarily food insecure throughout the year that may not be getting food stamps or other benefits, or maybe temporarily unemployed or just have a crisis. So those numbers are higher because it includes everybody who's living continually in poverty and then those who have a sudden drop in their economic situation. There are a lot of working families. We're seeing and hearing more stories, people who have been in usually solid professions like real estate, and for the very first time maybe in their lives, they're finding that they don't have enough money to get through the month. When someone loses a career position like that that they've had for years, to retool and reskill yourself and get ready for a job market that's already declining, it's very tough for people, and it's a bit scary. And we really do our best to make sure that we provide food to people in a dignified fashion so that they know that we know there's no shame in this. We have to help each other out.